You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shame, how many times?
One time.
Chazak Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh Kodeshim Yom HaKippurim four times. Four times he would go to Kodesh Kodeshim. Many people think once. Yeah. In Yom HaKippurim, would enter Kodesh Kodeshim four times. So now, it says that in the end, he has to go and take out the spoon and the machta, the frying pan, that he brought retorted. So now, to enter the Kodesh Kodeshim is a very, very delicate matter, because you never know when you go in, if you come out or not. So now the question that is asked, so he could leave it there for the next year. You know, next year, then he goes to take it out. So the four times that he has to go in, so he's risking his life. So why do you need to, you know, have him to go in to take the empty frying pan and the spoon out? What's the reason? You follow?
It's a matter of respect. When you finish what you do, you have to clean up after yourself.
Well, why did you go in there anyway to bring the retort? So that's part of the service. So you leave it there and that's it.
So he would go to just clean up?
Or? Not clean up, to take it out.
To take it out?
Yeah, take it out.
Doesn't belong there, so you have to take it out.
I'm sorry?
I said it doesn't belong there, you gotta take it out.
No, you took it out for the purpose of the service. So you leave it there and then you take it out. Because you know what it is to get in and then, you know, maybe he won't come out.
So he could put a rope or something on it and pull it out instead of
going. But he might fall down and bend and it'll break. So that's not a good idea. That's not a, I mean, good suggestion, but it's not a practical thing.
But he's risking his life.
Yes, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. I'm sorry? Yeah, that's true. But we can set a halakha that he would leave it there so he would not risk his life and then take it out next year. Right here, there's an interesting point, and it could be a very practical matter in life, and that is, what is Kodesh Kodeshim means?
The holiest of the holy.
The holiest of the holy. So what is the holy of the holiest means? What's that mean?
The cleanest, the purest.
Clean? What do you mean clean? It has a triple A on the door?
Definitely.
That's what it means? Because the restaurants, you know, pass on, you say double A or triple A. Is that what it means? What is Kodesh Kodeshim?
It's not physical, it's spiritual. That's how.
What does Kodesh mean?
Separate. Separate of the separate.
Right? And like Parshat Kedoshim that we have this Shabbat, what is Kadosh means? Kadosh?
Separated.
Holy? Is good? Holy. So what is holy means?
Separate.
Separate?
Yeah.
How can you tell somebody is holy or not?
He separated himself from a physical world.
Right? And then what's the sign? Well, how can you tell, like, this one is holy, that one is not holy? How can you tell? No, you see the face is shiny, he's happy, he's smiling, nothing bothers him.
Light coming out.
Yeah, it's like a projector. As we see, Moshavah Moshavah, when he came back, we said, Karan Or Panav. His face became like a projector. So now, here, very beautiful point, and that is, we learn from this process, very important point, and that is, the place that is emptiness, the holiness is not going to rest. So now, Kodesh Kodeshim is the holiest place. So you cannot have anything empty there. Because there's a contradiction between being holy and being
empty.
So that means if you feel empty, that people sometimes they express themselves, I'm empty, I don't know what to do. I don't know, I have no hope. What is going to happen? So that means that's the sign that the Kiddushah is running away from you. So that means if you're not fulfilled and happy for Hashem has given you, don't expect blessing. The only way that blessing is going to come when you feel satisfied, appreciated, show gratitude, full of energy. But say, I'm going to do, it's going to be, see what happened to me. See, you know, what a mazal I have. So here you see a beautiful part of the service of the Kohen Gadol that he has to go in. Why? You cannot leave something empty in Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim is the holiest place on earth. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. You have to learn to fulfill yourself. Didn't go through, big deal. There's something better is going to come. Didn't happen. So that means, Ribbono Shel Olam knows what's good for me. So that means, you should not let that anything, Chas V'Shalom, drain you. But when you start injecting to yourself just air and emptiness, the blessing and the wholeness is going to run away. And here we see on good point, Kohen Gadol has to risk his life to go in to get the empty vessels out. Why? Because you cannot leave empty vessels in the Kodesh Kodashim. Holiness cannot be at the same status with something that is holy. Something's empty. And that's what the beautiful point here is. Yes, things go wrong. This happens, that happens. He does this, he does that. But here you have to realize that Ribbono Shel Olam knows better what you expect. He knows better what is good for me than I prefer what should be good for me. And that brings such a satisfaction, such a fulfillment, that you have to have such a bitachon and emunah and faith to Ribbono Shel Olam that makes you such a boost, such a spirit, such a strength. And that's what we see, what a beautiful process that take the emptiness out of yourself. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Don't let these nonsense things to get to you, to bother you, to crush you, Chas V'Shalom, to paralyze you. Go on, go forward. And you see how the Shefa Baracha, Bezat Hashem, is going to come. It's going to be Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.